With your latest news, I'm April Cummings. The Elections Office announces it has reached and, in fact, surpassed the 5,292 verified signatures needed to trigger a people-initiated referendum under the Constitution. The Elections Office says it received 5,305 Cruiseport referendum petition signature verification forms from registered voters. That exceeds the number needed to satisfy Section 70 of the Constitution. During the verification process, the Elections Office says it used the verification form, which asks those who have signed the petition to complete an affidavit. The forms were signed in the presence of Elections Office staff or submitted with accompanying supporting documentation from voters who may have been overseas at the time. That approach, they say, allowed the verification process to be distributed to multiple verifiers and allowed the process also to be performed expeditiously. The Elections Office also says that the verification form total of 5,305 includes a number of forms received in advance of their signatures actually being forwarded to them from the Cruiseport referendum organizers. So over the coming days, they'll be completing final checks on the remaining signature forms and then prepare a formal report for Cabinet. The Supervisor of Elections and the senior team at the Elections Office say they'd like to thank the public and in particular the team of election support staff for their efforts in completing the verification exercise with professionalism and dedication. As the Cayman Islands prepares to update the Caribbean Financial Action Task Force about its improved framework against money laundering and terrorist financing, government has further strengthened the team supporting its efforts. Jan Tibbling, the chief public prosecutor at the Swedish Economic Crime Authority, has been seconded to the Cayman Islands CFATF National Coordination Team to advise Cayman in its preparations. Government says Mr. Tibbling is well positioned to advise Cayman in relation to its preparations.
I'm pleased to join the National Coordination Team and also to work with Cayman's broader CFATF response team in fulfilling the island's commitments for anti-money laundering, countering the financing of terrorism and proliferation financing.
The current focus for the National Coordination Team is drafting the island's first follow-up report, which will be delivered to the CFATF on September 24th, detailing Cayman's overall progress in meeting the recommended actions and technical deficiencies outlined in the CFATF's Mutual Evaluation Report on the Cayman Islands, which was published in March 2019. A packed house at today's meeting of the Central Planning Authority. The big issue? Plans to build a Mandarin Oriental Hotel at Beach Bay. Residents in the surrounding neighborhoods showed up in force to express their objections to the project. Lindsay Parr is one of those objectors.
The main issues is trying to fit a mega resort of this size into a small community.
The plan calls for a 100-room, 9-story hotel with 25 apartments, ranging in size from 800 to 3,000 square feet, from 1 to 3 bedrooms. If approved, the St. James Point Resort would be a Mandarin Oriental hotel.
It's going to affect everybody, not just those that are closest to the resort, because it's so spread out.
Objectors said today their biggest concern centered around the impact the resort would have on a traditionally quiet and residential community, not to mention the loss of natural habitat and further disruption to the habitat for the Cayman parrot. Other issues raised: noise, smell, health concerns related to the sewage system, wastewater treatment plants, and garbage. People also said they were concerned about the impact of the resort on turtle nests and beach access. Now, the developer at the meeting would not speak with us on the record, but in the meeting told the Central Planning Authority and objectors they were working to meet the concerns of the community while also providing a luxury boutique property that would bring value to the area, and described the Mandarin brand as eco-friendly. The National Conservation Council met today as well, moving to protect a critically endangered plant unique to Cayman brac. Radio Cayman's Shanda Gallego was there.
A small shrub unique to Cayman brac has been discovered. Sibyl's crown beard, located on the seasonally shaded north-facing cliffs of Cayman brac's bluff, above Spot Bay as far west as the Big Channel Bluff Road area. The plant was assessed in the global IUCN Red List in 2013 and is now on the list as critically endangered. During Wednesday's NCC meeting, head of the Terrestrial Research Unit at the Department of Environment, Fred Burton, says because its global population is restricted to this highly specific habitat, it is vulnerable to unpredictable threats. They've drafted a conservation plan as a means to protect the plant in its natural habitat, and the council has moved to circulate the plan for public consultation.
That protection is just a bold statement. This plant is protected at all times. So what does it actually mean in practice when this plant grows on the paths up the bluff and so on? So the plan is just an attempt to lay out in some detail what that protection means and what rules should apply and what general plans we have to make sure that that plant remains unique.
Specific objections of the plan are to ensure that the cliffs supporting Sybil's crown beard become protected through designation as critical habitat. The plan suggests habitat protection, making it an offense to take, possess, purchase, sell, or donate the endemic shrub, and limiting its exportation as potential conservation strategies. Another highlight from the NCC meeting, a proposed change to the game bird hunting season for the white-winged dove and the blue-winged teal. The NCC moved to recommend the Cabinet the proposed change to the seasons for game birds, which came at the request of local hunters because the current hunting season for the two species is open during a portion of their nesting and migration times. The proposed seasons would be August to September for the doves and October to December for the teals. Reporting for Dikiman News, I'm Shanda Gallego.
Police say shortly after 10 o'clock on Sunday, officers responded to a report of a single-vehicle collision on West Bay Road, east of Willie Farrington Drive. A man on a motorcycle had been traveling along West Bay Road when he lost control of the motorcycle and then left the roadway, sustaining serious injuries. Police say emergency services attended the location, and he was taken to the hospital by ambulance, where he remains in critical condition. The matter is under investigation. 13-year-old Richard Reed has been found. The teenager left home on Sunday and yesterday. Police issued an appeal for information leading to his whereabouts. Today, police confirmed he has been located and appears to be in good health. This year's Cayman Islands Healthcare Conference will focus on disaster risk management, climate change, and the One Health approach. Radio Cayman's Paula Cal has more.
This year's sessions will feature international experts, including Extension Veterinarian and Associate Department Head at Utah State University, Dr. Kerry Rood. He will be discussing the veterinarian's role in combating antibiotic resistance and climate change. PAHO consultant for Family, Health Promotion and the Life Course, Nasalo Thompson, will talk about the challenge of climate change and health for the Caribbean, touching on issues such as the influences of weather on human health, temperature-related death and illness due to increasing concentrations of greenhouse gases, and making healthcare facilities more environmentally friendly and resilient to disasters. Professor Virginia Murray, head of Global Disaster Risk Reduction at Public Health England, will round out the conference agenda with presentation on disaster risk management through a health lens. While the conference is sold out, sessions will be live streamed and video recordings of all sessions will be available on healthcareconference.ky. For Radio Cayman News, I am Paula Carl.
The annual Cayman Islands Healthcare Conference takes place from the 26th to the 28th of September at the Ritz-Carlton. Cayman's premier took to Twitter today on the 15th anniversary of Hurricane Ivan to remind residents to remain vigilant this hurricane season. He says we have made great strides since then, but can't be complacent. We're at the peak of the hurricane season, he added, urging everyone to remain vigilant and prepared for the rest of the season. For Radio Cayman News, I'm April Cummings.